Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know. Let's go to our guy, Jeff Goodman, on the Harbor One hotline from the stadium. Jeff, I know you're down there in Carolina enjoying maybe a hockey game or not, but this one here, we're just talking about it. I mean, they gave this game away to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Thing for me, and there's no bigger Jason Tatum fan on the planet probably than me, and I made that clear, but I thought if you're going to blame somebody, you probably got to blame him for not coming and getting that basketball. Like, you got to get it. You got to demand it. You're the star of this team. You're the one that the ball's got to be in your hands, because unlike how you were earlier in the year, now you're not completely reliant on having to shoot and score. You can get the ball and make people better if they throw a double at you and find somebody, kind of like you did with Pritchard earlier in the quarter. Mm-hmm. He can find somebody. So you have to get the ball there, and instead – he was standing on the, you know, on the opposite end of the court, and so I probably blame Tatum more than anybody else on that final possession. But it wasn't just about that final possession,
right? It definitely wasn't. Look, it was a 10-minute meltdown by this team in the final fourth quarter. But what did you make of Jason Tatum last night, Jeff? And what have you thought of him in this series so far? We've talked on our show a little bit about wanting to see him elevate to be more consistent throughout an entire game. How did you feel that he did on that front last night?
I would have liked to have seen him when the three is not falling. Like, if he's making them at a pretty good clip, that's fine. You want to keep shooting them. If you're not, and I think he was 2 for 10 early, go to the basket. Like, that's the one thing with him now is he's a three-level scorer, where that wasn't the case a couple years ago. Now he can go to the basket and finish. And you also saw, like, Giannis was in foul trouble at the end. If you go to the basket and, like, Brooke Lopez isn't in the game and it's Portis and Giannis, maybe you pick up a couple more fouls on Giannis and he's not playing the same way those last couple minutes defensively. So I would like to see Tatum be more aggressive, because, again, I think now he can finish through contact, and he's also able to kind of read the defense and make plays for others. So that was my issue with Jason last night. But I thought he was pretty good last night. I mean, again, he had stretches where he was the best player on the court.
So, Jeff, when you look at the call it the final 10 minutes, do you think that the Celtics were playing it too safe, like almost playing not to lose with the way they were actually playing the game?
They weren't moving the ball. Like, that was my problem with them at the end. It was like you weren't doing what got you there, what built up that 14-point lead, which is moving the ball and getting easy, uncontested shots. They started playing more kind of one-on-one, iso ball, settling for jumpers, making bone. Like, Jaylen Brown, who I've been critical of in the past for not exactly being the best passer and facilitator moving the ball, he was awesome for most of the game last night. And then again, in the fourth quarter, you know, he threw that brutal pass that was a turnover that I think took some air out of the team there. So, I just think it was a bunch of different things that all lined up, right? The Portis offensive rebound. What happens? Smart runs into Jaylen Brown at the free throw line. So there were a bunch of different things that happened. But I think ultimately, too, it's give the Bucks credit. They've got that championship DNA, and they got dudes in that team that you just trust. I think that's what it comes down to. We thought and we thought we could trust this Celtics team at the highest level, and I'm not sure they're quite ready for that. The Bucks have already done it. Giannis, you know you can trust. Jrue Holiday, you know you can trust. To me, he's been the biggest difference in that damn franchise. Going from Eric Bledsoe to Jrue Holiday, it's like the complete 180, right?
Yeah.
Pat Connaughton, unbelievable as far as a locker room guy. You know, obviously, you know, Portis has been terrific there and buying in and being a great teammate and all that. John Horst, their GM, has done one hell of a job putting together a team that, and it starts with Giannis. He's just such a good leader. You can tell how much the rest of the team respects him for kind of how he conducts himself, how he plays.
We're talking to Jeff Goodman of Stadium. Jeff, you know, we're talking about Rob Williams kind of being out these last couple of games, and really the first three games wasn't himself, 22, 23, 24 minutes a game. But when I see 30 offensive rebounds the last two games, especially in this one here late, is that something that they can overcome? Is that something that we're going to continue to see if Rob Williams can't get back into this series?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the bottom line is you got a gang rebound as a team. And even when you do that, and think about it, they're without Middleton. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like Middleton's a slot. It's like he's an all-star. He's probably their second-best rebounder. I mean, depending on Brook Lopez, how many minutes he plays. But, yeah, you got a gang rebound. You know, Grant Williams had two rebounds last night. He didn't score in 31 minutes. You can't have that out of Grant Williams. You cannot have that out of Grant Williams. So I think, yeah, I mean, to me, Giannis is just a beast in there. I mean, he's just so big and strong and athletic in his upper body. He can get that one offensive rebound. Kind of told the story of the whole game, didn't it? Three guys around him. He literally goes up and he looks like it's you know, Giannis, you know, mm-hmm. You know, me and Lou when we were playing Little League together in Framingham.
So you bring up Giannis, and of course he's the biggest problem for the Celtics on defense. Grant Williams had a terrific game against him, and I think it was game two, and Al Horford had some response for him in game three. Would you make a change? Would you put Smart on Giannis there as much as
hell
possible?
No,
really?
I don't think that's the way to go. I think you've got to do it, to me, again, Grant and Horford, and giving him help and just saying, you know what, or you don't give him help and you give him his 40, one way or the other, however you want to do it. You can give Giannis his 40 and try to play Grant straight up on him like he did earlier in the series and did a great job, but you knew that's not going to continue forever, right? I mean, Giannis, he just frustrated him in that game. But I think Giannis has got his kind of swagger back at this point where he knows he can still take Grant pretty much anytime he wants, and Al for the most part when he wants. So I think either you've got to bring help on Giannis, and maybe you do that early and hope those guys aren't making threes. But right now, I mean, Connaughton, he's making them. Portis has been good. Grayson Allen's kind of the X factor. But I really think, listen, guys, I think Tatum's got to be your superstar and play like it, which I think, again, he has done at times. But I think you got to win that point guard matchup. That, to me, is critical. You know, Jrue Holiday, clearly, especially when it mattered, and overall was the better point guard than Marcus Smart last night. And, you know, if Jrue Holiday – you've seen it in the games that the Celtics have won, Jrue Holiday has struggled.
So, Jeff, when I look at the third quarter, so Jaylen Brown goes off, gives you 16 points, and you're sitting there going, wow, this is unbelievable. But then Ime sits him. And then when he comes back in, he can't hit a shot. He can't find his rhythm. Do you think that was a mistake to sit him to start the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I just think they've got their kind of, you know, that's how coaches are, right? They've got their kind of rotations mapped out, especially when you've got a lead. You know, 14 points with, 10 minutes left. You're thinking to yourself, all right, I'm going to be able to get away with it here and get him fresh when it matters. So you could second guess that one. I don't know if I would, because you're not going to play him the whole second half. You're just not the way Jaylen plays. So I don't think that was, I don't know if that would have changed things that much. Maybe they would have got a few more buckets out of them. But I think at the end of the day, you're up 14. You're saying to yourself, hey, listen, I'm going to have to give him a breather anyway. Let me give it to him now so he's ready to go for, you know, last 6, 7, 8 minutes.
All right, last one for me, Jeff. I know the team that wins game five usually wins, what, I think it's like 84, 85% of the series.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that simple here with this series, though, because I still think most of the mistakes the Celtics make are self-inflicted. I think they can still win, too. It's not going to be easy. Where are you at now with this series? Is this thing over? Is this the Bucks series now?
No, I don't think it's over. And again, look at how quickly the momentum changed in one game and 2 days prior, right? Everybody thought the Celtics had control. All they got to get this game six, and it flips right back going into seven. So you got to get six. Mm-hmm. Easier said than done. But again, I think the key isn't going to be Giannis. I think the key is going to be the Jrue Holidays, the Bobby Portises, the Pat Connaughtons. Those are the guys, to me, you got to limit. Give Giannis. Giannis is 35 and 10 or 15. He's going to get it anyway. Make sure those other guys don't go off. And I think they can do it. Again, if I'm a betting man, I'm taking Milwaukee in the series at this point. But I certainly think the Celtics have a puncher's chance here.
All right, Jeff Malis, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy the rest of the series. And did you like the Carolina, the Hurricanes game the other night? I know you took your daughter down there, correct?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, so she's a big Canes fan because of a boy a few years ago that got her into hockey. So, yeah, I know. Well, listen, she wasn't even a sports fan before that, Lou. So I don't care. They were together for minimal amount of time, and I'm forever indebted to him. Because now she's into hockey and she's into sports. And so I took her down there
tailgating
to Carolina for the game.
Yeah, tailgating for the hockey game. That's how they do it down there.
It was awesome. Awesome. One time, good atmosphere.
All right, buddy. Listen, look forward to talking to you. Talk to you down the road.
Take care, guys.
All right. Jeff Goodman of the Stadium.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.